It's time now for Sunday Fireside as we feature a special Christmas concert from 2015 featuring the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square under the direction of Mac Wilberg and Ryan Murphy, featuring Martin Jarvis. The title of the concert? Hallelujah.
the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a cloud, with a tail as big as a cloud. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? With a voice as big as the sea, with a voice. glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card you've sent for years, not the joy. Sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a
seems to hear words of good cheer found everywhere, fills in the air. Old hockey towns raising the sound, Dorn and the Dale telling the tale. Hey, 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 wild people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. On all they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
England, in the late summer of 1741, was not engaged in any great war at home or abroad, but the English people were not at peace. The universal conflict that rages in the hearts of men and women everywhere, the burdens of mortality, of sickness, fear, and injustice, afflicted both rich and poor, enslaved and free. Those burdens weighed heavily upon George Frederick Handel. For some 30 years, his Italianate operas had delighted audiences, but no more. Handel's most recent opera had closed after only 3 performances. As the Prince of Prussia declared, "Handel's great days are over. His inspiration is exhausted, and his taste behind the fashion." Indeed, a conflict was raging in Handel's soul.
Fly to the nations of your spirit together. Why to the people imagine a vain thing? Why to the nations
sustain himself, Handel had begun composing a different form of musical drama, the oratorio. Based on familiar stories and sung in English, an oratorio promised to appeal to a broader audience, including those who had rejected Handel's operas. In June of that year, his librettist, Charles Jennens, had delivered the text for a new project. "I hope Handel will lay out his whole genius and skill upon it," Jennens wrote, "as this subject excels every other subject." The subject for the new oratorio would be the Messiah. In late August, Handel picked up his pen and began composing what would become a 260-page score. But not without a struggle. Suffering from rheumatism, the paralyzing effects of a stroke, and the psychological burden of enormous personal debt, Handel wrote. Day by day, note by note, he depicted a Messiah who would bear the griefs and sorrows of all people everywhere, including his own. Later, Messiah was completed. By the following April, the new score had been copied, rehearsed, and made ready for a premiere in Dublin, Ireland. It was a charity performance intended to raise money for people towards whom Handel must have felt particular compassion, those who were hopelessly in debt and incarcerated in debtor's prison. As the tenor soloist stood to sing the first words of the new oratorio, he seemed to be speaking directly to the prisoners and their families.
"Comfort ye, say your cause.
first performance appeared in the Dublin Journal.
Words are wanting to express the exquisite delight it afforded to the admiring, crowded audience. The sublime, the grand, and the tender, adapted to the most elevated, majestic, and moving words, conspired to transport and charm the ravished heart and ear. Not only was the oratorio a success, it accomplished its charitable purpose. When the revenue was collected and counted against the debts of the impoverished, 142 prisoners were liberated because of that first performance of Messiah. A price had been paid. Prison gates were opened, and the heads of the poor were lifted up in rejoicing. For them, the glory of the Lord had truly been revealed. Success was short-lived. Though Messiah was praised in Dublin, it was roundly rejected in London, in part because it was presented at the Opera House at Covent Garden. The weekly Universal Spectator summed up the general criticism. An oratorio either is an act of religion or it is not. If it is, then I ask if the playhouse is a fit temple to perform it in, or a company of players, fit ministers of God's words. So, for years, the oratorio was largely ignored. But then, Handel arranged for another charity performance, supporting a cause that was familiar to Londoners. And everything changed. Every day, for many years, destitute women had streamed into the city seeking work as domestic servants. In their desperate state, they were preyed upon by unscrupulous employers, and then, if found to be with child, were callously dismissed by the very men who had used them. Virtually all women who bore children out of wedlock were shunned by society. As a result, each year, hundreds of newborns were abandoned. Or worse, as the writer Daniel Defoe observed, those who cannot be so hard-hearted to murder their own offspring themselves get it done by others, by leaving them to be starved by parish nurses. The biblical description of Christ was appropriate for these suffering women and children. Sometime in the 1720s, a retired English shipwright named Thomas Coram had observed the plight of these women and their babies and began raising money for a foundling hospital. The purpose of the institution was to adopt the fatherless infants and raise them to lead meaningful lives. After many years, the new hospital opened its gates under cover of night. More children were brought forward than could possibly be accommodated. Yet the hospital chapel was still unfinished, and the general committee had depleted its funds. But Handel, being no stranger to charitable work, made a proposal. As noted in the record, Mr. Handel generously and charitably offered a performance of vocal and instrumental music, and the money arising therefrom should be applied to finishing the hospital chapel. And so it was. On the 1st of May, 1750, Messiah was performed in the unfinished chapel, a suitable place for a sacred drama, and proceeds from the concert were used to complete the edifice. And there, in that refuge for the newborn child, Handel helped to bring to life the story of the Messiah in a most unusual way. Every nursery became a stable, and every cradle a manger, welcoming hope into the world. Quickly. Every night, women appeared at the gates, sometimes by the hundreds. They came as if angels had appeared to them and had declared that, despite the shame and scorn of the world, they should have peace and the goodwill of heaven.
There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. But they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, good tidings of
after 1750, Messiah continued to be performed each year at the hospital, a tradition that continued for over 20 years. Thousands of children were gathered, and thousands of women stepped back from a dark precipice. The words of Messiah were literally fulfilled. The Good Shepherd had gently led those who were with young. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." The fruits of Handel's Messiah were real and abundant. Free debtors, liberated mothers, rescued children. Handel hadn't simply told the story of the Messiah, the Redeemer. He had actually helped to do the Messiah's work, to succor God's children and save them from spiritual death. For each of these precious souls, the Redeemer lived. Handel's work had not only been a blessing to the needy, it had been a call, even a warning to the unsavory, the unscrupulous, and unrighteous. A reminder that though weeping may endure for a night, because of the Messiah, joy will come in the morning.
That dwelleth in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
When George Friedrich Handel set down his pen in mid-September 1741, he could not have imagined how influential Messiah would become. 18 years later, a few days after hearing a performance of Messiah, Handel died. But his music did not. Today, his body of work is performed around the world, and yet none of it more frequently or more universally than Messiah. There are many reasons for its success, but perhaps, as the Bible explains, the greatest of these is charity. To feed the hungry, clothe the naked, liberate the captive, administer relief to the sick and the afflicted, and minister to every needy soul. This, then, is the spirit of Christmas. It is ours whenever we heed the wondrous invitation of Messiah to be charitable to others. And when we do, we are changed. We are filled with Christmas peace and hope and joy, which is why we sing at Christmas time and throughout the year, Hallelujah! May it ever be so.
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed, with his espoused wife being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria.
listening to Sunday Fireside, a special Christmas edition featuring the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square, a special Christmas concert from December of 2015 entitled Hallelujah. We invite you to join us again next week at this same time for another program in this series.